This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold a place. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. And the left, it continues their meltdown. Their heads are exploding. But is the media really to blame for this, from hyping everything up? Is the media really to blame for this? I want to quote a Bloomberg article. Today, in the therapist's office, Trump becomes a hot topic. Mental health professionals see signs of stress following news and politics. The article written by one Dina Shanker says this: anxiously checking the news, obsessing over the president's latest tweet, stressed about what's coming next. Take a number. Experts in mental health are seeing high stress over the daily drumbeat of news. Not surprisingly, especially among opponents of Donald Trump and people who feel targeted by the new administration. While many reported feeling anxious during the campaign season, more than half of Americans on both sides of the aisles were stressed. The feelings haven't subsided in the early days of the new administration as some thought they might. Millions of Trump supporters are, of course, jubilant. For others, this cascade of headlines can bring on hypervigilance, the sense that you have to stay on edge all the time, waiting for the next thing to drop, said Vail Wright, Director of Research and Special Projects at the American Psychological Association. Now, the reason why I bring this up is I had a conversation with somebody at the gym today, actually. This guy says to me, "Dude, what is wrong with these people with the meltdown?" He said, he told me about a story where he went skiing. He was in the Alps skiing with some family members and friends of the family. And there wasn't much snow in the Swiss Alps this year. And he told me that the guy that he was with was, I think it was a family member, like one of his cousins, he said, was freaking out because of the lack of snow. And then he was talking about how, you know, he had a baby, and he doesn't think his kid's going to live to 20. And he's like, "Dude, chill out. I mean, you know, there's a storm coming on the horizon here. It's going to snow." The reason why he was freaking out was because there was no snow in the Swiss Alps, and he was freaking out about the weather, talking about global warming and how the world was going to end. And it's like, okay. But I will tell you this. This is the media. The media is freaking everybody out because nothing's really changed. Your everyday life isn't any different. If you're not trying to come here illegally and break the law, you're okay. About 60% of people who responded to a survey conducted by Talkspace, an online therapy company, reported dealing with some form of post-election stress as of Inauguration Day. A quarter of those in Talkspace survey reporting feeling very stressed, according to the poll of 1,000 people from across the country conducted in partnership with HealthMap researchers at Boston Children's Hospital. Okay. Well, it was in Boston. No surprise there. Some populations are particularly stressed. To be a Mexican-American right now, how can you not feel degraded, said Keith Humphreys, referring to President Trump's proposal for a southern border wall with Mexico. If you're here legally, you're cool. This is the stupidest thing. I mean, it's every day this cascade, this drumbeat of fear perpetuated by the media every single day on the morning news shows, in the evening when you come home. It's every single day. We're feeling very scared, emotionally raw, very vulnerable, said Farha Abbasi, an assistant professor of psychiatry at Michigan State University and director of the Muslim Mental Health Conference. In everyone's mind, you are consciously and unconsciously looking for safe spaces right now, she said, noting that many Muslims feel the world at large is now unwelcoming. Well, that's because you people have tried to kill us. Okay? You've been trying to kill us for the last 1,400 years. Many Muslims feel the world at large is now unwelcoming. By the way, do you know that 16 Muslim countries bar entry to Jews based on religion to Israeli citizens? Did you know that? Do you know that if you're Jewish, you can't go to Saudi Arabia? Did you know that? Oh, yeah, okay. I guess it's unwelcoming. The moderate Muslim is being targeted from extreme fundamentalists on one side and then being held responsible for the actions of those few. People are also experiencing vicarious trauma, said Tamara Brown, a professor and dean at Prairie View A&M University's College of Juvenile Justice and Psychology. An African-American man said to me, if President Trump can do this for the Muslims, what does that mean for me in an executive order tomorrow? Well, it doesn't mean anything because, you know, you are an American citizen. But by the way, this ban is for people that aren't citizens. Hello? The division are rupturing families as people realize that values they thought were shared are not. People are looking at loved ones with different eyes, Brown said. Tara Well, an associate professor of psychology at Barnard College, is seeing emotional contagion that can be spread by social media. An emotion catches like fear or anger, Well said. This is amplified on social media, she said, noting a 2013 study that found that emotions expressed by others on Facebook influence our own emotions. Well, then you're an idiot. Even some Trump supporters worry about how policy changes could affect them. For them, concerns about health care are front and center. Again, this is such BS. It's across the board, Talkspace co-founder and chief executive officer Owen Frank said. It's definitely the number one topic because of the uncertainty and unpredictability. Mental health experts say stressed Americans should take the long view. Humans are resilient, Penz Rothstein said. We've solved problems before. We'll solve this one. What problems? What problems? Social justice warriors. I don't remember any of these stories trending in 2008, even though we all felt this way. We were stressed out. We were pissed off. But we had to go to work the next day. Okay? And to all those people, although none of them are probably listening to my show, that feel this way, guess what? This is how we felt for the last 8 years. So, I got no sympathy for you. Sorry, karma's a bitch. Really. We'll be right back.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your car. Edward Woodson Show.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the spring flooring kickoff sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Pack in the wind. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Don't give it a back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432. This next story proves my contention that liberals love diversity, but not diversity of thought. A major student-run paper at UC Berkeley ran five op-eds Tuesday defending the riots on campus, arguing that violence was an acceptable response to a speech from Breitbart editor Milo Yiannopoulos. Really? Really? Who's the fascist? Who's the Nazi? These people are like the brown shirts. The Daily Californian editorial board published five op-eds from five students and former students who uniformly believed the riot was justified. Nisa Dang demanded critics check their privilege before condemning the riots, blaming the violence on the appearance of the police. I don't care what Breitbart article or liberal BS you've read or what your experiences in white suburbia might have taught you. Police are violent agents of the state. Wow. Juan Pietro insisted the violence was justified because Yiannopoulos could have outed illegal immigrant students. How is he going to do that? To me, the argument should not revolve just around freedom of speech, but also around the hate speech that fails to respect the humanity of undocumented people. You mean illegal aliens, dude? This speaker has never provided an insightful look at conservatism, nor provided intellectual debate to the arena. He has fabricated a tool to sensationalize himself while providing a platform for white supremacists to come together. Okay. Milo Yiannopoulos is a gay man. He's the furthest thing from a white supremacist. In fact, all his boyfriends are black. He said as much. These were not acts of violence. They were acts of self-defense, wrote queer activist and former columnist Neil Lawrence. And to Yiannopoulos and all your friends who invited you and hosted you to defend your right to speak, I recommend you learn your lesson. Our shields are raised against you. No one will protect us. We will protect ourselves. Wow. This is really amazing. But this is what's going on in college campuses. They reject free speech. It's only the speech that they agree to that they think is okay. Therefore, they reject diversity. They reject diversity of thought. They reject other ideas on campus. I mean, this is a nightmare. Because this is the prevailing attitude on college campuses, and it starts early. The violence that forms the foundation of Yiannopoulos' ideology is far worse than any tactic the black bloc uses, argued Desmond Meagley. You don't have to like property damage, but understand that without it, Yiannopoulos would have released private and sensitive information about innocent students and encouraged assault against them. What is he talking about? See, this must be the scare tactic in the narrative being used by the left at UC Berkeley. What, did he have a list with corresponding pictures? Was he going to point them out in the discussion at the hall? And I doubt that there was any undocumented, illegal aliens in the crowd listening to Milo. I would be willing to bet that. If the fireworks or the damage done to the Amazon store scare you, you know that every single person in that crowd was scared too, even those dressed in black. Yiannopoulos and his supporters have a track record of actively targeting people in their hate speech, and the ideology they peddle permeates ideas that urgently endanger members of our community, argued Josh Hardman. In short, the principle of freedom of speech should not be extended to envelop freedom of hate speech, for the unchecked normalization of hate speech will have real consequences. It's unclear why the students are defending the riots when, according to UC Berkeley professor Robert Reich, they were secretly carried out by undercover right-wing infiltrators aligned with Breitbart. Well, there you have it. And this is really disturbing on so many levels. The least of which is that these people are going to be graduating and going out into the world here. And this is happening all over. It's happening all over the country here. In fact, there was a story today about on-campus reform. About a California State University Fullerton professor allegedly assaulting a college Republicans member in broad daylight during a demonstration. A man claiming to be a professor has assaulted one of our protesters, the California State University Fullerton College Republicans announced on his Twitter account Wednesday, adding, "We are in contact with the police." Cal State Fullerton has refused to identify the professor, though Breitbart reports that the campus police department has acknowledged that a report has been filed for battery and that one of the CR members wishes to press charges. Good. And he should. I mean, this is outrageous. Outrageous, really. It's outrageous. But is the media talking about this? No. No. And this is going on all over the country. And it is outrageous. Yet, it's perfectly acceptable. It's like cool on campus to do this. It's perfectly acceptable. Nobody's batted an eye about it. Nobody said anything about it. I mean, the media just kind of glosses over it. No big deal. But I mean, and I've said this so many times, but again, I'm going to repeat this. Because the speech that you don't agree with is the speech that you have to defend the most. Because it's easy to defend speech that you agree with. That's not hard to do. It's the speech that you don't agree with. The speech that you don't agree with. You have to defend that speech. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to take your calls when I come back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I'm going to go right to the phones. We've got Luis calling from Florida. Hey, Luis, how are you?
Hey, Edward. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So this issue with the colleges is possibly one of the most important issues that conservatives, Republicans, have lost control of, and they've been leading from behind, including culture. But the colleges is one of the starts to changing the culture and injecting an Americanism back into the country and back into the culture. But I think next month is going to be the Women's History Month. We're currently now in the Black History Month. And the colleges spent an enormous amount of money in these different types of multicultural events, multicultural months, and so on and so forth. And you can see how Hillary Clinton already kind of signaled this future of women, and you can see how this is going to sort of cascade into or follow through to next month. So people are already starting to prepare for next month. Next month is going to be I think a huge protest month for the anti-Trump campaign and all that stuff going on. I don't know. What do you think?
You know, that's actually a good point, because I hadn't considered that. I actually, and I appreciate you telling me this, because I didn't realize that next month was what's National Women's History Month?
It's Women's History Month.
I didn't even know that such a thing existed.
So this is practiced in all colleges all around. So this is sort of like an underground. I guess you can think of it that way because the mainstream isn't really paying attention to this, but the colleges are. And this is all funded through taxpayer money.
I had no idea. This is news to me, and I'm glad you pointed this out to me because I literally had no idea. And it makes sense now because you're right. Hillary Clinton came out with that statement about the future is female. I made that statement a few days ago, and I kind of saw it, and I was going to mention it, but I just didn't pay it any mind. But, you know, you're right. I mean, that's a great point. I hadn't even thought about that because, frankly, I didn't even realize that that next month was, Women's History Month. I had no idea. But you make a great point because, and this is what I was talking about, is this indoctrination happens very early. And it's been going on for a long time. Look, I remember being in college, and of course, I went to college, I went to school at Northeastern University in Boston. And at the time, Boston's a very, very liberal place. You know, I went to school in the Northeast. But I remember all my professors, like, I was a political science major, okay? And all my professors were extremely liberal. And like my economics professors were liberal. I mean, everybody was liberal. And so this kind of happens, very early on, and you see it happening in the elementary school level. It goes through high school, and it's almost like you're an outlier, an outcast if you think any differently. And I think you're right. I think this is a major problem going forward because politics is pretty much flows downstream from culture. So in fact, I just read today, as a matter of fact, that Hollywood is gearing up to have a big a campaign to go after Trump, and it's going to be kicked off with the Oscars this year. So you're absolutely right.
Oh yeah, this is a calendar. They know they're predictable. But what happens is that I think Republican in the culture, they lead from behind, which is ironic because they criticize Obama for leading from behind, but Republicans have been leading from behind for decades now, and they don't realize it.
Andrew Breitbart used to talk about this a lot, and used to say, again, he's kind of the one that used to talk a lot about how, culture flows downstream. I mean, politics flows downstream from culture, and it's true. And I've been saying this as well. We're going to continue to lose the culture wars. Why? Because you have pop culture, you have media, you have Hollywood making it really cool to be liberal, right? And so everybody wants to be part of the cool kids club. And the problem is, too, I think, is that for far too long, and I'm going to simplify this, but for far too long, the conservatives have just been a bunch of, dorks. They're a bunch of beta males. And I think that's a big problem, too, is because, for the first time, you actually have an alpha male in Donald Trump as the leader of the free world, and they're still going after him, right? So I think that you identify a very major, I think, problem going forward for conservatives. But you know what? I don't even know what conservatives are anymore. What do they stand for? I mean, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, and my last comment is, you always hear Democrats say stay focused. I realize that every time they say stay focused is euphemism for don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain. Don't read Ayn Rand. Don't read anything that's going to distract you from liberal media, from what we're saying. Stay focused.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Don't read Breitbart. Pay no attention to these people. You're absolutely right. And what I think is one of the greatest things, though, is how they labeled, us fake news, and then how, we've been able to turn that around and say, no, you're fake news. So I think, I don't know if the tide is turning, but I think, Donald Trump is probably the biggest, most larger-than-life figure that we've ever had in the White House. And he's, I think, breaking through all these barriers. I mean, we'll see. But I don't think that the left is going to really let up. Obviously, you're seeing that. I think they're going to be more focused, as you say, in throwing this out there. I mean, I think this is just the beginning. I just was having this conversation the other day with somebody. I think that you're going to see this throughout his administration, and that's why we got to push back every day, and that's what I try to do with my show. So,
yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling, and I appreciate you listening. And feel free to call anytime. Thanks, Lewis. This is a major problem, I think, and you know, you've got increasingly more and more of these college students that this is 1984. It's George Orwell. This is Orwellian. And it should scare everyone. It should actually scare liberals that this is where we are. Because it's rather illiberal, isn't it? And like I said, I mean, there's no tolerance in the left. There's no exchange of ideas. And, you know, everybody talks about how, you know, we're polarized and half the country is this way and half the country. I mean, that's because, again, the media reinforces this constantly. It's all they do. I mean, it's like every single day. Look, even myself, who I live and breathe this 24/7. I kind of go, this stuff is whack. Sometimes I got to like step away. All right, I'll be right back.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be all right?
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So, I want to talk about this Ivanka Trump story, okay? And I want to give you the whole story, because you're not hearing it from the, of course, mainstream media. The insufferable leaders of the Grab Your Wallet campaign, yes, there is such a thing as the Grab Your Wallet campaign, are encouraging progressives to boycott all stores that do business with the Trump family. Nordstrom's has caved. They insist the move wasn't politically motivated and say they dumped Ivanka Trump's fashion line due to poor sales, which is total crap. And Macy's, Neiman Marcus, and Belk are under pressure to do the same. I believe that Neiman Marcus has already caved as well. Wait, there's more. TJX Companies, the parent company of TJ Maxx and Marshalls, sent a letter to employees instructing them to throw all Ivanka Trump signs in the garbage. Literally, the garbage. And I quote from the letter. Effective immediately, please remove all Ivanka Trump merchandise from features and mix into the runs, the note read. All Ivanka Trump signs should be discarded. A spokesman for TJX Companies, Doreen Thompson, explained further. The communication was intended to instruct stores to mix this line of merchandise into our racks, not remove it from the sales floor, Thompson wrote. We offer a rapidly changing selection of merchandise for our customers, and brands are featured based on a number of factors. So they don't want it to look like a political move, but it is. Now, Ms. Thompson did not respond directly to questions about whether instructing stores to discard signs was unusual, but a worker at one of the company stores who was not authorized to speak publicly, said she had not received such a request during her several years at the company. Now, here's the thing. If these companies want to dump Ivanka Trump's fashion line, that's their prerogative. But don't pretend that it's because of sales. Admit it. Admit why you're doing it. Be honest. Own your decision. You spineless fools. Okay? I mean, really. Have some balls. Seattle-based Nordstrom said last week he decided not to buy items from Ms. Trump's spring collection based on the brand's performance, not because of politics. Over the past year, particularly in the second half of 2016, sales of the brand have steadily declined to the point where it didn't make good business sense for us to continue with the line for now. Spokesman said Wednesday, Ivanka was personally informed of our decision in early January. Oh, early January. Huh? But this isn't political. Oh, by the way, I find it ironic, too, that all these stores decided yesterday that they were all going to do this at the same time en masse. Kind of signals to me that it was clearly a boycott by these companies. Again, so easy now to know who the bad guys are and the good guys are. Kevin Plank, the owner of Under Armour Gear, who actually is alumni of my high school, St. John's College High School in Washington, D.C. Go Cadets. He came out and he made a statement saying Trump is the most pro-business president we've ever had, and he's going to be great for the economy. That's all he said. And Stephen Curry today released a statement, said that, he's got to reevaluate his relationship with Under Armour. Really, dude? See, now, I hate you. Again, all these people, they make it so easy, again, to distinguish the good from the bad. It's good versus evil now. Speaking of evil, neoconservative Bill Kristol says that white working class Americans should be replaced by immigrants because they've become lazy, decadent, and spoiled. I'm not even kidding you. He was at the American Enterprise Institute, and he had this to say. Okay, let me just play for this. And again, I wish you could see this video because Bill Kristol's fat ass is sitting there with his stomach hanging out, and his the buttons in his shirt are popping almost out. And he's talking about being lazy, decadent, and spoiled. He's the poster child for lazy, decadent, and spoiled. But anyway, I just want to play this for you.
Look, to be totally honest, if things are so bad, as you say, with the white working class, don't you want to get new Americans in who aren't going to be... I'm serious. You can make a case that this is going on too long and this is too crazy, probably, and I hope this thing isn't being, like, you know, videotaped or ever shown anywhere.
Oh, it is.
Whatever tiny, pathetic future I have is going to be totally collapsed. You can make a case that America has been great because every... I think John Adams said this at the beginning, right? Basically, if you're in a free society, a capitalist society, after 2, 3, 4 generations of hard work, everyone becomes kind of decadent, lazy, spoiled, whatever. And then luckily, you have these waves of people coming in from Italy and Ireland and Russia and now Mexico who really want to work hard and really want to succeed and really want their kids to live better lives than them and aren't sort of clipping coupons or hoping that they can hang on. And meanwhile, you know, we grew up as spoiled kids and so forth. So in that respect, I don't know why this moment is that different from the early 20th century or the mid-19th century.
Somebody else in chat asked the question.
Don't you want to rebut me briefly, though? You want to say
that? No.
Okay, next. That's enough. I'll be quiet now.
Idiot. This is why Trump won. Because of neocons like Bill Kristol. You've gotten lazy, decadent, and spoiled. And by the way, who the hell reads National Review? I mean, really, Bill Kristol only exists in Washington, within Washington. Because he's the editor of the National Review, which, by the way, nobody reads. They don't make any money on it. They basically exist because they are funded by wealthy donors and think tanks like the American Enterprise Institute. And that's the only reason that people like him exist. George Will, Bill Kristol, Eric Erickson, Ben Shapiro, Glenn Beck, Katie Pavlich, Dana Lash. And look, it pains me to say all this because I know all these people. In fact, I'm gonna be going to CPAC later this month, and frankly, I'm gonna confront all these people and tell them, "You were wrong. I was right. Why are you here? Go away." I mean, really. It's exactly why Trump won. White working class voters, white working class people should be replaced, according to Bill Kristol. See, this is why. Perfect example of neocon globalists that belong in Davos. All right, I'm out of time for the day, but check out the website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. Like us on Facebook, The Ed Woodson Show. I think I've covered it all. It is an honor, truly, and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.